One of the things that many people struggle with is a lack of purpose, this sense that life's heading nowhere. And that's true even of people who profess a faith in Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There are degrees to which we each struggle with purposelessness. I'm a driven individual with a clear sense of God's calling in my life. But even with all that, thoughts of doubt can creep in. Am I really making a difference? Well, what does it all mean anyway? You know the sort of thing. And then there are those who feel like a cork tossed around on a stormy sea with no land in sight. Purpose? Man, I'm barely surviving. Wherever you're at, having a firm handle on your purpose makes your faith in Jesus real. It puts fuel in your tanks and switches on the afterburners. Amen. So in case you're in any doubt, here it is, His purpose for you. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are His chosen people, the King's priests. You are a holy nation, people who belong to God. He chose you to tell about the wonderful things that He's done. He brought you out of the darkness of sin into His wonderful light. I don't know what your specific gifting is or what doors God may have opened for you to exercise them, but what I do know is that if you believe in Jesus, you're special. If you trust in Him, you're holy, one of His priests, one of His mediators, brought out of the darkness of your sin into His wonderful light in order to tell about the wonderful things that He has done. So go tell the world. That's your purpose. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. Make no mistake, God has a mighty plan for your life to shine His light for His glory into the darkness all around you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.